News Radio KMAN. Good morning. It's now 7:03. I'm Dave Lewis. And as we have been doing for, I guess it's been about 2 weeks now, we have been providing daily updates here at KMAN and keeping the community informed as to different aspects of the COVID-19 virus and its implications and activities throughout the region. Today we are joined by Ascension Via Christi Hospital President Bob Koppel. I understand, Bob, you're able to watch a sunrise this morning.
Yeah. Well, kind of, we finally have a clear day, so
kind of revitalizing.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, we have lots of clouds we would like to see gone, in you know, figurative and literally, for quite a while, I guess. Well, first let's start, Bob, with some updates as far as cases. Of course, obviously, the big news came yesterday with Governor Kelling issuing the stay-at-home order, which is to go into effect after midnight tonight. But already, Riley County is in a similar situation with the stay-at-home order that went into play just a little over 7 hours ago. Are you hearing anything new in terms of virus-positive tests around Kansas?
Well, we're definitely starting to see an uptick just in the new ones that are confirmed every day. It's now getting to 15 to 20% increase per day. And the other thing I think is key is that we're now starting to see it spread throughout the state, even some cases in the central or western part of the state. And I'm guessing that that's probably what triggered Governor Kelly to go ahead and move with the stay-at-home order.
I think I was taken a little by surprise, and I think many were, that the governor would issue that order when it seemed like it was pretty much locked in, or at least the number of positive cases were locked in. Oh, what, pretty much east of I-135. But now you think that there's some more that are popping up west.
Yeah, there's several counties actually immediately to our west, with Clay, Mitchell, and I believe there's one other county now, and then
Ottawa.
Out west, like with Gove.
Ottawa had one, and I don't believe there's one in Saline, nor Geary, nor Dickinson. But Ottawa County is just to the north of Saline and Saline County.
You know, so one, as you go further west, obviously a lot less population density, but also fewer healthcare resources to take care of those people. And I don't know of any of the critical access hospitals in our state that have an ICU capability. And so that's why the rural areas, they just are limited and what the services they can provide. And so I think that, again, is a trigger when you start to see that spread into the rural areas. And that's not to underplay the importance of the kind of, now we're starting to see that kind of climb in volume in Wyandotte and Johnson County specifically. And that's concerning as well, just because the numbers are now starting to take a jump each day.
I remember a couple of months ago we talked about healthcare facilities across Kansas, especially with the discussion leaning toward rural hospitals, and they have struggled so many ways, both financially and with staff. And this is going to be an interesting test for rural hospitals throughout Kansas, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that one of the personnel issue, kind of like we talked yesterday. That's always the key. That's always the key challenge for us, just recruiting and finding people who perhaps want to work in communities much, much smaller than Manhattan. And then you tack onto that 80-some percent of the hospitals in our state, the community hospitals, are actually already operating in the red. And so then you put the financial stress of COVID-19 on top of that, and that's going to make it very difficult for a number of these facilities to continue operation.
How are staff holding up with demands and activities here at Ascension Via Christi, not just in Manhattan, but also in Waumego?
You know, actually, I think things are good. It's kind of a peculiar situation. So our volumes are actually down because we've constrained our elective procedures. We're not doing a lot of things just to make sure we have capacity available. And so I think you just have this waiting period. And I think the staff clearly understand that we're going to be waiting probably for a few more weeks even before we really start to see impact here. You know, we are starting to see more patients, though, with symptoms that are concerning and very COVID-like. Like most communities in the state, there's a number of tests that are out. We're waiting for results either drawn from one of the clinics or drawn at the hospital in the last couple of days. So we're anticipating actually that we're going to start to see some of those tests are going to come back positive. We're pretty confident in that. and we're going to start to see our numbers here locally start to climb here in the next few days.
And we want to stress to our community that the call screening line to get information to kind of give the healthcare community an idea and allow them to help you get through the potential process of being treated is that phone number is 785-323-6400, and it's recommended that you call that number first so you can have some volunteers that have had experience in the healthcare industry that can help push you through the system, because that is that's a good logical first step for folks to go through, and maybe you'll get swabbed in a drive-thru setting, and that's that could be quite helpful. How's the Ascension Fit Christie's supply of personal protection equipment?
So we've actually done fairly well, one, in getting shipments in from vendors, but also, you know, over the last, we've now been on not doing elective procedures for 2 weeks. And so that has really saved, and I'll kind of maybe explain that. So every time you do a surgical case, in the room you have a person given anesthesia, the physician, the surgeon, a scrub tech, and a circulating nurse. And depending on the case, the bigger cases, you might actually have one or two more staff. And then you also have the people who've prepped the patient, and you have the people who've recovered the patient. So any given procedure, you can easily use 8 to 10 sets of personal protective equipment. So when you don't do cases, you've now saved 8 to 10 sets of personal protective equipment per case. And it's those kind of things that actually have allowed us to kind of start a stockpile, if you will, because we're not using the materials. And that's, again, one of the key strategies, I think, that we've seen across the country. It was over 2 weeks ago, actually, the American College of Surgeons, that's the professional society for all the surgeons in our country, had actually put out a notice saying, you know what, we've just got to stop. We've got to stop this now to save personal protective equipment. So the physicians that, you know, operate our facility have been very good about doing that. And that's helped a lot. It's allowed us to just kind of set stores aside, knowing that we're going to need them in the future.
How about supplies on a national level that, or maybe I guess I should say federal level, that, you know, if you need reinforcements, if you need more at some point, are they available to you?
So I think there's some ability to get some materials from the federal government. And we've seen a little bit of that already about a week ago out of where there's actually a stockpile for Northeast Kansas. And so we were all issued materials from that stockpile. And so what that was a couple boxes of N95s and then some packets of surgical masks. So not a ton of material, but, you know, anything is helpful. You know, for us being part of Ascension, our benefit actually has been is that our organization is also trying to conserve, but is also moving materials and equipment around kind of to the hot spots. So, for example, we have hospitals in the Detroit area. There, if you read and look on the media, you'll see there's definitely an upswing in cases there. And so actually a movement of equipment and supplies to our St. John's Health System there to move supplies and equipment to them. And what's interesting is kind of you got to keep this in perspective. So Detroit itself is so large that the peak is anticipated over the next couple of weeks for them, and then that their volumes will start to trail back down. And just the reduction in the volume just in Detroit is enough actually to free up supplies for the state of Kansas. It's just a population difference. You know, when our entire state is maybe 1.8 million people compared to some of these large metro areas, our entire state is still smaller than those cities.
And I think maybe a final question I have for you today, Bob. There's got to be a lot of expenses involved, not just with the supplies, but extra staffing. What do you anticipate, you know, your financial situation to be in the next 30 days, the next 60 days at Ascension Via Christi?
Well, this so just in general, medical patients don't pay as well as surgical patients. And so we've stopped, for the most part, doing surgeries. So you're kind of a good source of revenue, and I don't want to miscategorize what we're doing, but there's a business side to everything. And so losing the surgical revenue is hurtful, the medical revenue, you just get paid less per case. And there's the government's actually making some allowances. There'll be additional funding if you're treating a COVID-19 patient. So, you know, it really kind of depends on two things. One, just the volume of what I would call our normal business, because we still have people. I mean, we have 30-some patients in the hospital today, and they're having babies. There's people with cancer. There's people who've had heart attacks, et cetera. And so it kind of depends on the amount of normal business we keep doing. And then with the COVID patients coming in, you know, I'd had somebody ask me about the cost of the testing and the actual COVID-19 swab test, if you will, depending on which lab it goes to, because there's lots of different labs in our state now that are doing them, is probably in the range of $100 to $200 for that particular swab would be the gross charges. And then depending on if you have insurance, what discounted, and if you don't have insurance, then what the lab does to discount for those who are self-paying.
Well, there's a lot yet to come in this situation. And Bob Koppel, yes, with Ascension Via Christi Hospital, we continue to be thankful for the medical team that we have here in our community. And we're thankful that you could join us this morning here for an update. And I guess we talk to you again tomorrow morning.
Yep, you betcha.
All right. Thanks, Bob Dave. Koppel, president of Ascension Via Christi Hospital of Manhattan, and also oversees the Wamego facility. We'll have another update this afternoon at 5 p.m. here on News Radio KMAN. Once again, the Riley County stay-at-home order went into effect a little over 7 hours ago, and the statewide order goes in at 12:01, just after midnight tonight. It's 7:14. Now back to our regular programming here at News Radio KMAN.